Hello.
Hi, Melanie. This is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I'm calling in regards to Rocky Masuso.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. I spoke with your mother-in-law before, I'm pretty sure, and she said you were taking care of sending in all the financial documents for Rocky. Is that
Correct.
correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that you know everything that has to be sent in and was all sent in, unless you wanted to call into Maximus to find out. I'd be happy to do that with you.
Okay. Can you say that one more time? It was a little muffled.
Sure. Yeah, so your mother-in-law told me that the county kept on sending more emails of what needs to be sent in. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like to call into Maximus now so we could find out exactly what's still needed for the approval?
Okay.
So I'll call now while you're on the phone, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, just a second, please.
Thank you.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Please ask, who am I speaking with?
This is Melanie Mesquita.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. No problem. This is Abigail from Family First Care. I'm calling from the Home Care Agency. I'm on the phone with Melanie.
Okay.
We're calling about Rocky Masuso.
Okay, bear with me for a moment. Can I have your last name as well as the agency that you're calling from again?
The first initial to my last name is N. That's usually all I need to provide.
The agency and the phone number as well?
Family First Care. My number is 267-551-7438.
All right, bear with me for a moment. All right, and do you have the applicant on the line as well?
No, we have an authorized representative.
Okay, and how may I assist you pertaining to the applicant with the authorized representative?
So we wanted to know exactly what's still needed for the waiver for the patient so we can get a waiver for home care services.
Okay, so you're calling to find out what's needed to apply for services, is that correct?
Well, a lot of the stuff was already sent in. We just wanted to know what was missing.
Okay.
So we can have that approval.
Okay. Calling to check the application status. All right. Bear with me for a moment. And may I have the authorized representative's first and last name as well?
Is that me? Melanie Mesquita, Mosquito.
Okay, and may I have the applicant's first and last name as well?
Rocky Masuso.
Can I have the spelling of the first name? Is it R-O-C-K-Y?
Correct.
All right, and can I have the spelling of the last name one more time as well?
M-O-S-C-U-S as in Frank, O.
All right, thank you. And Ms. Melanie, may I please have the spelling of your name as well for records, your first name?
Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, same last name.
All right.
Masuso.
Okay, thank you. May I have the relationship between yourself and Rocky?
Rocky is my brother-in-law.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. I'll be more than happy to assist yourself and Ms. Abigail pertaining to Mr. Rocky's application status. To protect his privacy, I must verify that the information, or I must verify that I'm speaking to the correct individual. Also, Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as a community health choice alternative. I now need to obtain some personal information, and please know we will not speak to anyone about their application without their written or verbal permission. May I please have Rocky's full date of birth?
1/1/81.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the information. May I have the full address that you have on file for Rocky?
410 Locust Street, Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, 18036.
All right. Thank you for the information. Can I also have the phone number that we have on file for you as well, Ms. Melanie?
215-813-5211.
All right. Thank you for the information. I am going to check the state records to verify some of Rocky's information. While I am verifying the information, may I ask, do you authorize Abigail N. from Family First Agency to speak to us on this one phone call?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me for a moment, please. All right, I am almost complete with verifying the information. Bear with me for one more moment, please.
Okay.
All right, I do thank you both for your patience. I was able to verify the information within our state records. I do see that he has signed up to receive notices about his case through text messages. Bear with me for a moment while I do check the status of the application. Okay. All right, I do thank everyone for their patience. So I do have the status of the application. Currently, the application is pending with the County Assistance Office for financial eligibility.
Okay. Is there anything that I have to do?
Unless if you had, did you already submit documents to the County Assistance Office?
I submitted the bank statements.
Okay. So then I would suggest at this time to contact the County Assistance Office that you submitted the documents to see if there's anything further that you would need to send in pertaining to Rocky's case.
Okay. If I don't get through to them, will they reach out to me or no?
Yes, they will definitely reach out to you by notifications by mail pertaining to what exactly that they are requesting to move the application for.
Okay.
Right, so that's why we are calling, and it seems like they keep on emailing more things that are needed, and it wasn't sent all at once. Is that correct, Melanie?
So the first day that Elizabeth came to the house, I sent 3 years of bank statements that day. Then we received more paperwork, but I think my mother-in-law maybe was confused about what the paperwork was from. I think that had to do with insurance, not this situation. So it was just best to check, like, directly what is needed here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's correct. You would need to contact the county assistance office directly because they are actually the ones that's requesting the information to see if there's anything further that would need to be submitted for Rocky.
Okay. So do you have that number there?
Yes, ma'am. Give me a moment so I can provide you the number. All right. And he is in Lehigh County, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, the contact number to the Lehigh County's Assistance Office, that is going to be
621-821-6509.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Is there, do you have any further questions for me at the moment, either one of you?
I don't.
All right. Well, I do thank you both for speaking with me today at the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. If you have any further questions, please feel free to give us a call at 1-877-550-4227. You may also check the status online at www.paiab.com. That will ask for the case reference number known as the Harmony ID number, and that number is going to be 596-171.
What's this number for?
Yes, it's the Harmony ID number for Ms. Melanie to keep up with Rocky's case, to check the status of the application, and to submit any relevant documents pertaining to his case.
Can you give me that number again?
Yes, ma'am. That number is going to be 596-171.
Okay. Okay. You guys don't make this easy.
I'm sorry. I do apologize about that. If there's something further that I can assist either one of you with, are you interested in participating in a customer service satisfaction survey?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for speaking with me today. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Melanie, hi. Are you still there? Okay, so, yeah, the best thing would do would be to call into the county. Sorry, they couldn't provide us with much information. But, like this, we know.
I apologize. You have to disconnect the call. So I hang up and just want to disconnect the both of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll call the county.